Hey, Professor. Sorry to bother you. You left class so early. I was just wondering, are you in a hurry right now? Well, I just had a quick question about the latest assignments, if you have time to spare, of course. You do? Perfect. Thank you. I promise it'll only take a second. May I take a seat? Thanks. Well, it's about the requirements. The rubric states that the paper should have five sources, but the assignment description says the paper only needs four. Right here, see? So I just wanted to clarify how many sources are actually needed. Oh, well, yeah, I could have asked in class, but you know me, I'm shy, and it's hard for me to speak in front of everyone else, which is why I usually stay behind after class to ask questions, and you usually stay a few minutes, but this time you rushed out right after class. Is something wrong? I mean, you're not acting like yourself. Well, for starters, you've always been good at eye contact, but right now you've barely looked me in the eyes. And if I'm being honest, it always makes me blush when you do that. So, come on, Professor, make me blush. Hi. Why are you being so awkward right now? I know you love the attention I give you. Come on, Professor. There's no need to deny it. I know you love how I follow you around asking questions. It's so disturbingly obvious. It probably stroked your ego whenever I did it, right? You must love seeing shy, nerdy women trip over themselves to just get the chance to talk to you. So tell me, Professor, since you love it so much, why did you rush out of the lecture like your pants were on fire? I mean, why can't you look at me right now? Why are you shy all of a sudden? Oh, finally. I'm so glad you noticed this little makeover of mine. I was scared at first, but I'm realizing that I really, really like the attention. I especially love what I'm doing to you right now. It's making all of this so worthwhile. I mean, watching you flirt with all those bimbos in class, I was completely jealous. I wanted that attention, and I tried so hard to get it. But with them, it was so easy for you to give it. I mean, complimenting you, showing interest in your class, asking all those questions I didn't need to, didn't do anything. You just saw some nerdy girl with a little crush on you. And, well, eventually, people get fed up with being underestimated. So, I studied you, Professor, which I'm sure you already know I'm good at. And I made note of the things you liked, the things that caught your eye, specifically the reasons why you let those stupid sluts have their way with you. They just don't deserve to fuck you. And, well, I can do what they do. But better, because I'm smarter and, well, hornier. See, I pay attention to the things that matter. If I have a goal, I obtain it, which is why right now I'm doing everything you just can't resist. Listen, Professor, even intelligent, sophisticated men like you can't stop the natural reactions the body has when they see something they like. See, I've learned my lesson, Professor. I'm not just a typical nerdy girl anymore. I mean, I've learned to tease. And turns out, I'm damn good at it too. Given that you haven't been able to keep your eyes off my legs this whole time. You think during class I didn't notice how you fumbled over your words when you looked in my direction? Come on, Professor. Don't deny it. Especially when your bulge was so obvious as you ran out of class earlier. Huh? I've changed. Obviously. Wait, you didn't think saying I've changed will make me feel regret, did you? Because I hate to break it to you, Prof, but being sweet and shy never got me anywhere. I can take what I want now. Plus, just watching you squirming in your seat brings me so much joy right now. I mean, with all that squirming you're doing, I take it your cock must be throbbing in your pants. How about you let me take a look? It's just as big as I imagined it to be. It's so warm, too. If only you knew how long I waited for this. How much I needed this to feel you in my hands. I knew dressing like this would do something for you. Well, I usually hide my curves under baggy jeans and sweatshirts. But you'd be surprised with what a little makeup, a short skirt, a push-up bra, and a tight low-cut shirt can do for a much-needed slutty makeover. Oh yeah, you're right. And no panties. You're pretty observant, huh, Professor? Though, you're not the only one. Because I've observed the way you've been looking at me, and that look is letting me know how badly you want me to suck your dick. What do you say, Professor? I'm pretty spot on, right? Do you want my mouth on this dick of yours? Come on, Professor. I need you to say it for me. Say that I turn you on. Say that you want me to suck your cock. Good. You know what? I'm so much better than those bimbos. Well, I don't need help with grades. I'm doing this, all of this, because I want you. I want to be your favorite student. I'm a quick learner too. Do you want me to give you an oral presentation of what I've learned so far? Am I better yet? Oh, my God, favorite. Ugh. So, Professor, what grade would you give me so far? That's not too bad. Can't have you coming too quickly on me. I mean, I'm just getting started. I didn't wear panties for two reasons, Professor. One, I'm going to ride you and show you what else I've learned. And two, I want you to take a good look at the ass that'll be slapping against these swollen balls when I do. They are so full of cum. So much cum. My cum. All right, Professor. I think it's about time we move on to the last thing I've learned. I mean, going in, I was a virgin, but... I've been practicing at home. I've always been diligent at studying for my exams. So, what do you say, Professor? What is my grade so far? I thought so. I'm gripping your cock, right? And I'm so very tight just for you. Oh, Professor, your cock is so fucking tight. So, how do I compare it to those dumb sluts? I guess they'll have to actually pay attention in class now, right? They can't fuck you for an A while I'm around. Your balls will definitely be drained from now on. Your balls, your cum, it belongs to me now, Professor. So give me what I've earned, right? That's it. Mm-hmm. I want it all inside me. I want you to shoot your fucking load inside of me. Fuck. In your office, the best place for you to come is inside me, right? Especially when I come and I squeeze the life out of this big dick. There's no use in denying it, Professor. I know it's too late now. I know you're dying to come inside of me. I told you, when I really want something, I get it. I want it inside of me now. Professor, fuck. Okay, if I get pregnant, we can get married, then the university won't fire you. I just love you. So much.